Hi, Jess.
Hello.
If you've been considering starting up a side hustle to make some cash, or you're considering turning that business idea you've had into a reality, my friend, now is the time, because I'm Victoria Devine and...
I'm Jessica Ricky.
And guess what we're bringing back?
The Business Bible!
We are so excited to be sharing literally everything we know from A to Z about maintaining a successful business or a side hustle. Jess, our community has been begging for the Business Bible episodes to return, and we've finally found a way.
We're really pumped. We know that there's a lot of people in this community, including me, who have a side hustle of their own or a small business idea that they want to get off the ground. And a lot of the content that we've seen out there is really only targeting people who want to build huge...
seven-figure businesses.
Yeah, really big conglomerate businesses. And there's a lot of space in between, which is exactly where I sit. And so we wanted to make a series that really focuses on helping you no matter where you are.
No business is too small and no business is too big, because these tips are coming from me, Victoria Devine, who owns multiple seven-figure businesses, which makes me feel a little bit icky when I share that, but we've got to get comfortable with that, because we're going to do so much content around that. And I think it's aspirational to share it in a way that is kind, but also just really open and honest. Like, yeah. I do run two multi-million dollar businesses, and I think that my tips and tricks of growth and even where I've gone wrong are really valuable for you to learn from. But then we also have on the other side of the table, Miss Jessica Ricci. You're a side hustler. You have a full-time job and you like doing some work on the side to make, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 extra a year. And for some people, that's enough.
Yeah.
So I don't want people listening to our content and feeling disheartened going, this isn't for me, when in reality, my friend, it is exactly for you. We have made it exactly for you. So the Business Bible aims to empower small business owners and side hustlers to make smart business decisions. Because Jess, you and I know that having a small business or a side hustle, it's not always sunshine and roses. And sometimes it's really lonely evenings spent on Canva trying to perfect a social media post that you just can't seem to get right, or time spent wishing that you just had one friend who would finally understand what you were going through.
Mm-hmm.
Enter Jess and Victoria.
We're that friend.
We are here. We are that friend. When it comes to all things business between us, I feel like we have almost seen it all. Mm-hmm. You are the partnerships manager, after all, at She's on the Money. And that's why we are bringing back the Business Bible to take you through the A to Z of starting and sustaining a successful business or side hustle. We've obviously still got the podcast. That's what's coming back into your ear holes this week, where we're going to offer the do's and don'ts of running an impactful business with all of the wisdom, none of the jargon, and none of the waffly stuff. So if you have a business or a side hustle idea, or you just want to know the difference between a side hustle and a hobby, my friend, we are here to get you off the ground. And if you're unsure of where to start, then look no further than our relaunched Business Bible episodes, which will be dropping on your feed and on the Business Bible feed every single month.
We're so excited to lift the curtain in a way that I feel like you haven't before.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky.
Show you all the different tips and tricks that we've got, and hopefully just help some people feel a little bit more financially free and like they can be even closer to the goals that they have.
And even if you're not a business owner and you have no intention of starting a side hustle, maybe you just want the pervy deets of what Jess and Victoria get up to in the background.
There you go.
You're welcome too, my friend.
See you tomorrow.